It feels like we have finally emerged from the record-setting cold weather, doesn't it? We hope. Well, as we look ahead to what's left of spring and on to summer, what's in store? Mark Torregrossa is MLive meteorologist, and he's with FarmerWeather.com. Mark, it seems that at least so far, spring has kind of been on the cool and wet side. Please do not tell us that we're going to jump from this straight into the 80s and pushing 90 and not get our lovely Michigan spring in the 70s.
I don't think we're going to see that jump this year. What seems to be happening is just a slow progression of warming, which a lot of us may not be digging after the really cold winter. So I would say, you know, this week we've got a lot of temperatures in the upper 50s to mid-60s, and then next week probably about 5 degrees warmer on average, and then the week after that about 5 degrees warmer. So we are going to get spring. It's just, unfortunately, we're going to get it in May and maybe the first week of June.
Well, that's okay.
When we want.
I'm wondering, as we look ahead to summer, does the colder than normal summer follow a whoppingly cool winter? What do past weather patterns tell us?
Well, I looked at three different kinds of weather patterns from the past, and I wrote about this in my MLive blog on MLive.com/weather. There's three ways to look at it. First one, all 5 years that had the same heavy ice cover on the Great Lakes as we did this year,
mm-hmm.
all five following summers were cooler than normal. So 77, 78, 79, 94, 96, all heavy ice years were all cooler than normal in the summer.
Okay.
Also, there were 11 years that had a colder than normal November through March, like we just had.
Mm-hmm.
9 of those years had a cooler than normal summer. One was normal, and one summer was above normal.
All right.
And then the final thing is the ocean right now in the Pacific, tropical Pacific, is in what's called a neutral state. It's not El Nino or La Nina. It is becoming an El Nino very quickly and will by summer. So there were 10 years where we went from neutral state in the winter to El Nino in the summer. And out of those 10, 8 were cooler than normal. One was about normal. One was above normal.
Okay,
so you can kind of see where I'm going.
I do. I kind of see that the data kind of points to cooler than normal. What would that mean? I guess how cool is cool?
Most of those were not cold. They were just a little cooler, and on average 1.2 degrees cooler than normal, which would mean a very nice, comfortable summer.
But I know there are people out there who love the hot stuff. Will the folks get enough hot days for the beach and pool this summer?
Well, this is the other interesting thing. In all of those cool summers, like say for my area and Ann Arbor and much of Michigan's probably mm-hmm. about the same, we get about 8, 90-degree days a year, okay, in a normal summer. In all of those cool years, we still had about 8, 90-degree days.
Okay.
So we could have cooler than normal patterns with small bursts of hot weather. It's a long-range forecast. A lot of the statistics point toward cooler than normal, but I got to tell you, the weather now is so goofy
mm-hmm.
that I would not be surprised to see it go the other way. But the lakes are so cold that it would take a month of very much warmer than normal temperatures to eradicate the cooler than normal water on the Great Lakes. There's a lot of cold stored in there, so it would take a real radical weather pattern change to bring us hot weather.
And as the guy behind FarmerWeather.com, can you offer some do's and don'ts for gardening and planting this spring?
I think if you're looking at a cooler than normal summer, you definitely want to try things that sometimes don't work real well in our hot summers, like spinach, lettuce, peas. Some of those things are real tasty and real healthy. And if we get a year where it goes from winter to summer, they go to seed right away and it's just no good. So I would try that. I think with the cool pockets still up there, we're going to have some frosts into May. So you're probably going to have to do your traditional waiting until Memorial Day to get the warm, loving plants that can't handle any frost in the ground.
All right. Well, you've just saved us some money and time until it gets warmer and we can look ahead to Memorial Day. Mark Torregrossa, MLive and FarmerWeather.com meteorologist. As always, thanks so much, Mark.
You're welcome.